Peace, peace, family. We live. A lot of snow in New York today, family. I apologize for the lateness. I got stuck with my son. My girl's, it's hard for her to even get back to the crib. I'm going to press mute. Take care, son. I'm going to let Red and Rod start the show, and I'm going to see y'all in a second. It's hard for her to even get back to the crib.
Yep.
I'm going to press mute. Turn take that. Care, son. I'm going to let Red and Rod start the show, and I'm going to see y'all in
turn
a second.
Turn that down.
Yep.
Pardon me, family. Peace, y'all. Peace to you and yours. Peace to you and yours. Welcome to Black Magic 363. This is your brother, Red Pill, in the building. You already know what it is. And we are here. We are joined by the great, Ross Ben.
Yes, sir. Respect.
Yes, yes, respect, respect, yes. And peace, Brother Rich, as he just said, it's a snowstorm in New York City. As it appears, it's a snowstorm on the whole East Coast. So y'all already know what that means, you dig? But we're here. We're going to have a monumental show. We're going to be joined by Illuminati Congo. Let me text the good brother real quick. Yes, indeed. But greetings, Brother Ross. Can you introduce yourself to the family and let them know how everything is going?
Yes, I, Ross Ben, humble servant, and do many works. One area I do some works in is with crystals and sacred stones. This is a special season for that because you got the largest gem mineral event in the world. Jumping off in Tucson, Arizona.
Yes, yes.
And the portals lined up for us all to be out there.
They did.
Crystal convergence, you know. So big up Ankara who pulled this event together.
Yes, yes.
Put us all in a power position to be in the power space time doing some powerful work, you know.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I want to preface that conversation with the family who may not even know that on February the 1st, all the way up to February the 3rd, we're going to have the crystal crypto convergence. And that's going to take place in Tucson, Arizona, where it is very sunny and hot. And the biggest gem show in the world, right?
We used to have that title. I don't know if
it's right next to China, right?
Yeah, I don't know if we still carry it, but for many years.
But on this hemisphere, and for the fam that don't got passports, this is the biggest in the world.
Biggest, yes. In our world, that's right.
In our world, right. And it lasts for about how many months? One or two.
Well, no, it would be about 2 to 3 weeks.
Two to three weeks. Right.
Yeah.
And this gym show, as it's called, right? We're here to let y'all know, and we want to inform the family, and we also want to bring receipts, and we also want to show and prove, and we also want to, you know, make sense of the fact that not only is this the biggest gym show in the world or on the north side of America or the world, but this might just be the most worthy asset, you know, collective or collection of assets or collection of natural currency for the people who said that they don't like fiat and they're not into what is known as inanimate objects with the president's faces on them, or what they would say is debt notes and things of that nature that's not backed by anything. But I'm here to let you know that this gathering that's taking place in Tucson, Arizona, is the collection of the most valuable assets in circulation right now as we speak. They're not volatile like stocks. They're not, quote unquote, you know, speculative like crypto and things of that nature. They're not digital. That's something that somebody can create with a push of a button, like a dollar. actual gemstones, or what we call precious stones and metals. Then,
what we would say, they got inherent value, just their nature. They got value.
Right.
And we should even look at it on a level as portable real estate.
Very much so. Very much so. And I would add on to what you were saying about its value, because its proof of value is the simple fact that a diamond will never cease to become a diamond. It will never cease to do what a diamond does. A diamond will never cease to have multiple facets if you take it through the process of creating what people call bling. This is what a diamond does. Gold will never cease to be gold. Gold will never cease to shine. Gold will never cease to be what it is. Gold will never change its composition. Gold will always do what gold came here to do. Silver, copper. Copper will never cease to be a conductor.
Right.
So nothing is speculative about the rock market. There's everything speculative about the stock market, where they seem to tend to keep people, but they do not invite you into the rock market. So over here, Brother Red Pill, a.k.a. Rock Marciano, and my good brother Ross Ben, rocks of all ages in Illuminati Congo, you know what I'm saying? The rock of Gibraltar, you know, we're here to, you know, just ignite the excitement of the biggest event of 2022 thus far, right? The biggest event of 2022 thus far in Tucson, Arizona. And we are in a wonderful time. What a time to be alive, because y'all are gonna see and y'all gonna witness, for the people that come out there, or for the people that's gonna tap in through the live stream and whatnot, you're gonna see how the world embraces the gods and the goddesses when we return rightfully to our rightful place.
Yes, sir.
You feel me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, this was a special invite. The ancestors have invited all of us to come.
Oh, man, this lineup is powerful.
Yeah, the lineup.
With the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction in Pisces, come all on. Lining up. Oh, man, this is a big portal. There's a big portal. Things aren't going to be the same after we go through this thing, man.
Nah, at all. In the Pluto return on the 22nd.
Huh.
But it starts on the 2nd. 2/2/22. That's when it starts. Everybody talk about, I'm dropping my album on 22/22. Yeah, I know 1,000 albums is finna drop that day. Cool, I get it. But it's bigger than that.
Right.
And it starts on the 2nd. So we're holding our rightful place in history to do what it do. You know, we're humbly inviting the family to be a part of that and to contribute to be, because, you know, you don't get to be a part of history twice. It's not what this is about. This is the age of experience, fellas and ladies and gentlemen. And the way that life is set up, you could go anywhere that you want these days if you really are navigating as a digital nomad, if you really are fulfilling the commandments or the covenant of being a sovereign, you know what I mean? Because anybody that's out there that was practicing that is completely living that right now, because that's how this whole thing is set up.
What's up, Congo man? What you got for us this evening, Star?
The super legend and the super legend. Let me introduce you. Pardon me, because I could go.
Yeah, introduce me while I get this smoke out the lungs.
Right, indeed. Let the brother do the breather test, releasing that smoke out of his lungs. But family, I promise you, as soon as this show is complete, I'm igniting you to go to your streaming platforms and type in Illuminati Congo. And prepared to get taken on a journey. You know what I'm talking about? A whole sound. And the brother has a collection of artists and a collection of sounds and a collection of topics and things of that nature that he's exploring through his artistry. But he's also giving you the visual components to it. A true artist who's exhibiting and showing you what true independence is, the blueprint.
Mm.
Because keep in mind, we're on the cusp of a new age, in a new era, and everybody whose fingerprints are on this quote-unquote experience in this reality, you will be spoken of 100 years from now. This is when legends are being created, because this is a new era that we're in. The Great Reset has happened. The Ra's been predicted. That's a fact.
Most definitely. Most definitely. One thing I was just thinking about on crystals, you know, people always, they always ask me, because I tell them, you know, when I blaze trees, I'm partaking of crystals. And they're right. Like, how is that so? And if you look up what a sesquiterpene or what a terpene is, or what the CBDs are, like the like pinene or limonene or beta carophyllene, right. The different sesquiterpenes, when you look them joints up, look at their molecular structure. Their molecular structure is crystalline.
Crystalline, right?
And when you look at your trees, they crystalline. They gleaming crystalline. They got the little crystallines in there. So when we dealing with crystals, it's way more than just a rock. Our body is the living crystal. You know what I mean? Right. The bioplasma of our body is all crystalline.
All crystalline.
A skeleton system. Crystalline.
I've been using Appetite toothpaste to attempt to heal my teeth. And it's the only thing that really seems to help me. I know that the same intelligence that built my first set of teeth, that first set of crystals.
Right.
And built the second set of crystals can also help either repair this second set or even grow more sets. There's a lot of people that grow more than two sets of teeth.
Glad you brought that up, Illuminati.
It's important to bring up because that's one of the areas of healing that people, they stray from. They neglect. They don't even talk about that. It's like dentist immediately. And yeah, it's important. It is important to keep up with that. But we do have to know that this is crystals all through our body right here. The right. Teeth is crystalline, and putting that Appetite crystal, getting some Appetite formula or Appetite toothpaste for your teeth can be very helpful.
Very helpful. It took me back when you spoke about the two rows of the teeth to the reports of the excavations of the mounds across the mound builder territories when they excavated what they called the 7-foot and 8-foot skeletons. Mm-hmm. And one of the hallmarks of these skeletons were the double rows of teeth. Mm-hmm. They said that the skulls were so large that the excavators were putting it over the heads of two of the quote unquote, you know, what Ross Bank calls the mound gritters. The mound gritters were presidents of the United States, along with senators and all kind of other people from walks of life who throughout history were responsible for not only excavating the mounds, but taking the information that was within these mounds, both burial mounds and ceremonial mounds, and excavating the skeletons and all of the technology, because there were reports of the skeletal remains being draped in copper chest plates, right. Silver chest plates, copper headbands, silver arm plates, pectoral plates, inlaid with all sacred crystals. I'm talking about geodes the size of, you know, geodes the size of a building. Because keep in mind, a lot of the crystals that are being excavated from within the caves and whatnot, that's also where our ancestors were buried. The same way that we were inside of the mounds and they had crystals inside of the mounds, that's a lot of the crystals that
you saying we the cave dwellers, brother. No, that's no site. Now Cypher, brother. I just
mess with you. But Rossman, can you speak of the giant?
Yeah, the Nephilim, the fallen ones, they are definitely a part of the American story. And the mound gritters you was talking about, the early ones coming here, they had a, what do you say, like a road map or a guide on how to identify what we might call a Saurian natural human built mound,
right,
versus like the, you know, the Nephilims, the fallen one, who would usually make what we would call like fortified mound.
Right.
Their mounds beyond just you know, being an earthen mound structure. There was some fortification, some fortressing involved in its design as well. And when they would excavate them mounds, they would find, right, the giant skeletal remains as well as weaponry.
Right.
And a lot of valuable metals, you know?
Right. Indeed. Peace, yeah. Brother Rich.
Peace, y'all. Yeah, I'm back, y'all. I'm back. A little bit of distractions tonight. But we here doing what we do, family. I'm very thankful to be on this show. I'm dealing with crystals. I've always had questions about crystals myself. In particular, you know, some people feel as though crystals are useless, powerless, although our body, we got all types of crystals in our body, and some people feel as though they have these miraculous powers. What confuses a lot of people is that the human ego expects, well, if you're wearing crystals, you're wearing crystals, I want to see something miraculous, so I want to see you do some LeBron shit or some Jordan shit and whatever field you're in. And when we don't see it, we automatically say, oh, the crystals don't work worth shit, man. Because we know a lot of savages that wear crystals. So talk to me, what exactly does a crystal do to your body when you wear it? Is it just an amplifier, whether it's negative, positive energy? Talk to me about what exactly it's doing to the ego, the personality, the aura in general.
Well, I would say I think the most important thing crystals is doing now is keeping our frequency natural. Because people that they don't believe in crystals, they got crystals on, they wearing crystals, they just don't know it. Their cell phone is a crystal.
Facts.
Their computer's a crystal.
Facts.
All their technology, they surrounded
Facts.
By devices that are powered by crystal technology, right? But the issue with that technology is that those are denatured crystals. And so just like food, I could have a whole...
Hey, Rosben, you got an echo. Do you have the computer on or something? That's creating the echo? Is there any... Because...
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, I'm not... Nah, my speakers isn't on. I don't know... What's up?
Okay. All right. Just go ahead. It's not bad, but I can hear it. I see the people right. Comment, but just go ahead, brother.
But it's just like food where I could have like a whole grain something, right? That if I eat it, it's going to nourish me. But if I denature it by processing it,
right?
Now, if I eat it, it's a problem.
Right.
Same with that technology. If I have a crystal in its natural state, straight out the earth, and I interact with it, yeah, that energy is going to be natural. It's going to resonate with my physical. It's going to reinforce my natural vibration, my natural state.
And you see this here? This pyrite, it's shaped like this dodecahedron on its own. I didn't shape this dodecahedron.
Right.
It's shaped like this through the intelligence within it, and that's harmony. in shape, and harmony in shape is shapes and sounds are two sides of the same thing.
Yeah.
So when people listen to music in harmony, they know that affects them. They know that affects them. So wouldn't the harmonics of crystals, these atomic structures that are so strong in a crystal, they push themselves out into the world that we can see, the inner atomic structure of a thing.
Right.
We can contemplate the inner structure. How can that not have a benefit in our life? How can something that grows and creates this type of shine, this type of light? Do we know that light and colors affect us? Yeah, we know lights and colors affect us. You know what I'm saying? If lights, colors, and shapes affect us, then I think crystals would probably have some type of impact in our life.
And the reality is, too, we're all made of the same substance. The same iron that was in that pyrite is the same iron in our hemoglobin. The same sulfur that was in that pyrite is the same sulfur in our melanin, right? So through what they would call resonant affinity or like vibration, things that are like the same, right? They have they share a vibration, they share a frequency, and they can influence one another through that shared vibe.
Through entrainment, yeah.
You know, so having crystals, if I wear a pyrite, like Congo just had, I'm working on the iron and the sulfur in my body, you know, getting it back in order, back in aligned, activated.
And here's another thing about that. Some people will be like, well, you just wearing it on your body. That's not fun to do nothing. But you know, people are indicated to not put lead on their body and not put mercury on their body because they finna get sick. Because it absorbs into your body.
Right.
And so if you know, you'll admit that you can get sick by putting mercury on your body, but you won't admit that you can tap into the healing power if you put a crystal on you. You just in denial.
Right. It has to be a balance. You feel me? There has to be a balance.
Take that a little further, right? You wear polarized metals, like, for example, zinc and copper. Like, you got a copper ring on one hand and a zinc ring on the other hand. You're going to create what's called a microcurrent.
Right.
There's going to be an electrical charge circulating through your body from the interaction of that copper and zinc. And there's silver and gold. If the alloy of silver and gold is called electrum.
Right.
Because it generates a charge. So, yes, I just wanted to build that on top of what Congo was saying, because having certain stones and metals directly on the skin can have a physiological effect, you know?
Right.
Isn't there oxygen in quartz?
Silica and oxygen, yeah, absolutely.
Isn't there quartz in blood?
Quartz is in our nervous system.
Right. So, isn't there quartz inside of a cell phone?
Absolutely, it's quartz in a cell phone, but it's denatured quartz.
Right, right. So, if the denatured quartz in a cell phone is able to be a conduit and allow a cell phone and other denatured mechanical objects function, then the real quartz that's inside of your body, or the quartz that they're extracting from the middle of the earth, right? Because keep in mind, all great things are hidden. And true wealth is inside of the earth. It's always dug up, like the oil, the diamonds, the gold, everything is within. So their mind and whatnot. So the fact that they have a pantheon or a kingdom of these different minerals, then we speaking about the abundance and the proof of something is greater, right? But the nature of man is always combative, and it's always about putting one thing another. So people are gangbanging minerals and gemstones now. So it's like, it's when diamonds is like, wait, we're iced out and whatnot. I'm you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm cutting and whatnot. And you guys with the pyrite and whatnot, or people that are walking around with anything else than a diamond, you're not like us. So that's man doing that. These mm-hmm. precious metals and stones, they don't have that. That's not how they function. I would say to have the more, you know, it's so many of them, to have it in abundance, to have as many as possible, to be able to have it around you, because they are grounding stones, right? In the book, Rocks of All Ages, Ross Ben, almost giving you a glossary of the nature and the power and the frequency of these certain stones. So when you mix it together, right, you could get intended results. You feel me? This is how real weapons are formed, you know, because that's how they form their weapons. You know what I'm talking about? The military, they're using crystals as well. There you go.
That's the Amazonite. You know, Ross Ben, I didn't even know the glories of Amazonite until Ross Ben put his book out, the 5G wellness book. And I'd have to say, out of all the stones that he done put me up on, this is one that I love the most. I mean, I was up on it before, but I didn't know what it did. And I think it's one of the best buys as well right now before this the word gets out, because pretty soon the word gonna get out, just like Shungite. And Amazonite gun go crazy.
I think the same thing, that what we see going on right now with physical hard copy books. There's a book that a brother was just talking about on my show that's 10 racks on Amazon right now. Yeah. The same thing that's going on with the books are going to happen with the crystals. So I advise everybody to get your crystals now, because 5 years from now, shit is going to be like 3 racks, 4 racks, 5 racks for some of these crystals that these brothers have in their hands right now. Like, so the world is changing and the value of things are changing. And we're going to start valuing what we used to value in the past. Things like books, things like crystals, you know, things that actually help us. So, you know, it's a paradigm shift.
And I see it as a dual type of thing. Not necessarily dual, more so holistic, because yes, the resources and the tangible physical things are what we can't even build a Bitcoin without quartz. You can't build a computer without these things. But we can't fail to realize that abstract and virtual, the virtualization of value into more of an abstract idea is happening, and people are making a lot of money from these speculative markets. And so we have to ask ourselves, what is the balance between, because when we say mind crystals, we're also saying the word mind. And mind is where all value comes from. No one would esteem a crystal valuable without a mind. You can't esteem anything as anything without mind. So the mind is the source of all value. And if people's minds is directing value into virtual forms of currency and virtual worlds, what's to say that the mind isn't just as relevant in creating value there as it is in creating value in these physical, tangible assets? I believe I believe right now, this is the premise of my book. We were going to talk about it on your show. We talked about it for a sec, Rich, and maybe we'll get more in depth, but pretty much originally you had wealth was tangible assets, gold, silver, shells, land, earth, the element earth. It moved to currencies, currencies of river banks, liquidity. It moved into the realm of water. Then it moved into the realm of bits, of electrical bits, digits, digital ones and zeros. This is all by fire. You can't do digital bits computation without fire. Then it moved to air. We get in airdrops. The money is stored in the cloud. Then it moved to space. Web 3 is all built on ether. Now, it may change. There may be something else that it gets built on. But what was the precursor and the catalyst? Something called ether, which means space. We've watched value pass through the five stages of the elements during our time here.
Wow.
And it's important to realize that.
That's powerful. That's some powerful shit you just dropped, man. I'm gonna put that on Instagram, brother. That was powerful. But go ahead, Raj. You was gonna say something? Or was somebody gonna say something? Say that again, Red.
That's a bomb.
Oh, yeah. I ain't got the bombs like you, so I can't drop it.
Earlier, I was just going to mention the importance of the gym show because it is more than just a buying and selling marketplace. Mm. It's where scientific minds and deep thinkers from around the world come together, because every year something else is discovered, you know, like a meteorite that, you know, bam, just hit the scene, or a new vein of special type of crystals coming out of the Congo. So there's always something new hitting the scene every year. So the Smithsonian, representatives of other like think tank research type institutions, they all out there represented. And so, yeah, man, I think it's significant that we're going out here in the numbers that we are with the intention that we're going,
mm-hmm.
you know, more so than just treasure hunting, building, and looking at the link.
We treasure building.
Yeah, the link between these actual, tangible, I think what you might call in the industry, the semi-precious crystals, right? Because really, diamonds and rubies and emeralds, I think, are the only stones that are classified as precious.
Mm.
Everything else is what them would call semi-precious. But them have a lot more value oftentimes in industry, as well as like just living, you know, particularly with this 5G reality we're living in, you know, that gives a lot of what they call these semi-precious stones value, because with all these unnatural crystals in our environment putting out these unnatural frequencies, we need something to reestablish our natural vibe. And so that's what gives Amazonite and the different stones the value, that just having them in our presence, adorning ourselves with them, it gives us a better quality of life, you know, particularly in this 5G reality.
Yeah. I came, good, Connor,
go ahead. Well, the gym shows isn't more, you're right, the buying and the selling and the exchanging, all of that is there, but it's also a place where, like this reasoning that we're having right now,
right?
Man, you can get insight on it from all kinds of characters from around the world.
heavy networking, high level conversations with high quality people. Heavy networking will be taking place in the grid of Arizona. Is a magical grid. It's a mystical grid. It's a portal.
I was about to ask that, Red. That was actually my next question. What's so magical about Arizona, my brother? I keep hearing about Arizona. You know, I'm sure the viewers want to know. Because a lot of black people don't really mess with Arizona for whatever reason. I don't know why.
Well, maybe you gotta be wise when you're in Arizona. Because we are racially profiled out there. They think a lot of us be on that mission to get some zona and take it cross country. Mm-hmm. So they, you know, you gotta be wise while you're out there. But about three or four hour drive north of Tucson, you got that sacred land, you know, the major vortexes. What's that spot? Sedona. And I think that's the center of the vortex in Arizona. But it's such a strong vortex. Tucson is in the mix, you know? And then, the largest gem and mineral event, you got so many crystals in one place.
Yeah, I think people are like synchro. They're just tuning in and setting up a crystal grid without even orchestrating
being aware
with each other.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I've observed too that Arizona is an Aquarian state. It was chartered when the sun was in Aquarius. And Tucson is an Aquarian city. It was chartered when the sun was in Aquarius. And so when this Aquarian season comes, right, you got this big international futuristic convergence in an Aquarian state, in an Aquarian city during the Aquarian season, you know?
You just call it Aquarizona.
Aquarizona.
Arizona. In the Aquarian age, that is.
Yeah. And you see the Aquarian nature of Tucson, in that, like, the people that live in Tucson, man, they really are, like, they're in a much freer state of, like, actualization, man. Like, you really, like, I experienced culture shock my first years going to the gym show, because we think we are free-minded and everything, like in big cities out east. But, you know, I'm not going to put on a leopard skin suit with lizard boots and a cowboy hat and go walking down the street. I don't have that sense of freedom within myself to just express my wildest version of myself. But out in Tucson, it's like, historically, it's a place you go to recreate yourself. It's a place to go escape something, you know, some criminal element you may have been caught up in, or whatever, some drama, some relationships you need
to get
away
from. Take the 310, you take that 310 to Yuma, baby.
That's right. You get out there and then you just live your life. So, man, they got a different relationship to freedom, personal freedom, that I've observed.
Yeah.
And it takes getting used to. Like, if you go out there thinking people should look like you, or, you know, be on some something you feel like conform, that's going to get challenged out there. The people you meet and come in contact with, they're going to expand your idea of like how you live your life, what boxes you got yourself squared into, you know?
So Ross Ben, you basically telling me that people are like crystals. That's what you're telling me? That the people we meet and interact with, each, all the people we meet are like their own type of crystal that we can grow and expand from. Yeah, you saying something like that?
Well, I was just, I mean, that is a reality, but I was sharing like we say, the magic of Arizona.
For sure, for sure.
This is one of the, and this Aquarian nature of Tucson, this is one of the ways you experience it. And then I will say too, it's been my experience, if you go out there just on the buying and selling mission, your spirit is going to teach you a lesson,
right,
of what's really important.
Mm. Right.
And I think one of the best practices when you're out there at the gym show is to start every morning in the desert, meditating with them cactus, catching the sunrise with them Sequoia cactus.
Mm-hmm.
And man, the desert out there, it's like here in the East, it's very dense. You know, the ether, and you was talking about ethers, Red, but like ethers out here in Philly, it's real dense. Say a prayer, or you put out some vibes, it's got a lot of resistance to get out.
Mm-hmm.
But out in that desert, it's like there's no resistance. You face to face with the magnetic mirror of the cosmos.
That's why just a lot of times living in New York my whole life, just to get my thoughts out clearly, I would have to go out at, let's say, 3 a.m. when everybody's asleep and the lights is all off. So there's not that much interference from everywhere, because the city life is a motherfucker when you're trying to be spiritual. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of the Buddhists, they'll come here and say, shit, man, I'm getting the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? So city life, to be spiritual in the city is a hell of an accomplishment for a spirit, to incarnate in the concrete jungle and still maintain a level of spirituality. So that's a
you right too. It's way more quiet at that time. At certain times, like 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., you're gonna be able to have a different experience communicating your prayers at those times in the city.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely.
That's the witching hours. And living in New York City, if that's the hours that you wake up, you will experience a different New York City from a person who wakes up at New York City. New York City is like a video game. There's different levels of New York City will expose itself and open up to you if you play it by the rules. And the rules of New York City is, the stockbroker said that they wake up at 4. You're supposed to wake up at 3. You know what I mean? And certain musicians, the musicians that really are focused, that are doing what they're supposed to do, they record in the daytime, and they like, nah, I get up at 4, and I prepare myself for that 10 o'clock session, and I'm making hits. When I was in my witching hours, and we was recording till 6 a.m., I was making shit that was hot on the mixtapes. But when you lock in, that's that 4 a.m., you meditating, you doing the workout, you doing some reading and whatnot, before you even touch the phone, before you even talk about business, it's you putting yourself in perfect alignment. Mm-hmm. You will experience a different New York, because remember, it's the state of New York. So it's the state of your mind. It has nothing to do with anything. Wherever you live, your experience and the place that you live, whatever grid that you are on, it's based off of the state of your mind. If you go there with a certain mind state, a certain state of it will open up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Notice that nobody who goes somewhere and they're not believing in themselves, they don't stumble into great times. You know what I mean? Like, people don't just trick themselves into success. It don't work like that. It's the state of mind. So that's what these crystals do for you. That's what not just having crystals with you, but knowing what you have with you, knowing who you are in relation to these things that are external, but knowing what you are internally. So once you even know that, it becomes something that you're living. And once you're living it, that's when things begin to open up. So us going to this on this grid and whatnot as a collective, because 2022 is about the convergence. 2022 is about collaboration. 2022 is about the two and the two. Right? It's not you. This is not about doing it by yourself. This is about doing it collectively. The people that are winning globally on every sector, every way that you want it, we could do 100 videos decoding all of them. They're winning collectively, though, right? There's one thing that they're all doing, and that's collectively working together for a goal and a certain type of quote-unquote exit strategy, but they're running it up while they're doing it.
I got to, you know, you talking about the mind just made me think of something, Red, and me having to... the first eye, the hat on with the first eye. They say that there's a heavy concentration of magnetite in our pineal gland. Now, this is our spiritual eye. This is our first eye. This is eye that we can really see who we truly are with, the ancients say. So if there's a heavy concentration of magnetite in our pineal gland, if we walk around or we have magnetite crystals in our presence, will that also help open up the third eye or the first eye?
Of course, it would help more than it would if you did not have it in your hand, right? The more, the merrier. If you could find it in a supplement form to put it, you know, to activate it within your quote-unquote electrified body, because keep in mind, it's not like the food that we're eating every day is providing these minerals or the things, yeah. So we have to, right? So, but we live in a day and time where health and wellness and these foods and these vitamins and these herbs are more available than they were prior. I'm seeing things in Kroger's, fam. I seen a lineup in Kroger's that will rival some health food stores. It's online everywhere. You could seek and ye shall find. Like things that you want at right now. I can't speak about all, but there's where people have land where they're growing things. It's out there. But what I would advise the family to do is if there's a certain mineral or a gemstone or something that you're radiating with or that you're drawn to, think abundantly and tap into the abundance of what that is. And that's why you should either be at the gym show or tap into a live stream of it and be there vicariously with us, because we want to show you a reality that you have never seen before. And that's the abundance of wealth. And the abundance of wealth, it begins with you, but externally in the mineral kingdom, it's available to you. I went from holding little stones to living in little stone homes. That's a bar. I remember having little stones in my pocket. Then I started wearing it. You know what I mean? Then it became jewelry and whatnot. Now it's lifestyle. And I've been around, you know, life-sized artistic, you know, wonders that were made with stones, copper, gold, silver. Before I go further, I have to say a rise in power to a brother who is he's an icon in the world of the jewelry gods from the studio of Ptah. The brother goes by the name of Heru. He succumbed to an illness and made transition, I believe, about a week ago. And this is the apprentice of Baba Samaj and whatnot. This brother had love for me and Blue Pill. Ever since we knew him, we knew Baba Samaj knew me and Blue when we were in our mother's womb, right? Before we even made our special appearance. So this right here, yeah, I'm still in a mourning state and whatnot. And, you know, I just had to say that. I just had to put that out there. And when I go down to Tucson, I'm definitely going to, you know, I'm going to represent his jewelry and his art, his craft and whatnot. The brother is responsible for pieces like this, right? So giants are, you know, going to the other side and whatnot, and they're walking through these gates, you know, They said, meet me on the other side. As we can see, those gates have opened up very wide over the past few months, right? So, you know, we got work.
Definitely.
Right.
What I want to ask y'all is, in terms of one of the most powerful acts that we do down here is you know, to procreate and engage in sex, real powerful unification of masculine and feminine energies. How much does crystals amplify that divine energy while we're engaging in that act? Like, you know, like, Ray, you keep your shit on, man. You be having all your shit. You know what I'm saying? like, should one wear crystals while they, you know, I'm with my female, I'm with my lady. Should I keep my shit on to make it that much more powerful? Because the, you know, the sexual the ability to manifest is extremely high at that time.
Well, remember, you're dealing with conduits, right? We're dealing with conduits. We're dealing with orgon, and this is all orgon energy, right? We're dealing with conduits. We got the copper, you know what I'm saying? The gemstones and whatnot, the quartz and things of that nature. So that's only going to enhance your electrified body. And this is an electrical exchange. You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, of course, you keep your armor on because, you know, you're charged up and you're going to charge it. When I take it off, I feel butt naked.
And you can also make a grid. You know, you can make a... like grid out your bed.
Okay.
Put the copper pyramid over the bed. You know what I'm saying?
How we gonna charge up the yoni egg if we don't got the crystals on? I'm sorry.
That's how I got my lady. That's how I got my lady into the crib. Brought her into that pyramid. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I would say important pocket stones to wear to keep. Like your prostate and everything healthy. Zinc, the zinc family. So zincite, splayerite, stones that have the element zinc in it. Wear them as pocket stones.
Yeah, and then in the hoodoo traditions, you can take lodestone and you know, you gotta get some anvil dust too. For it, but before you do that, you want to soak it. You want to soak it and feed it. You want to feed it. You know, make sure that. And one of the best ways to feed it is with your own secrets, with the secrets of your own body. Urine is what's used most to feed different stones and metals. And when you use your own secrets or secretions for feeding these metals and stones, it links with your DNA. And then you don't necessarily need it on your body anymore, even though it's still good to have with you. It's still good to bring your mojo bag and your hands with you. But you can create next level of magic with your stones by utilizing your own DNA with them.
Excellent. You into, I know, Congo, you into spirituality a lot, all of y'all. I'm not big on marijuana smoking, but one thing I noticed probably the first couple of years when I started smoking, when I was smoking marijuana here and there, I would automatically go to a crystal city. What is there something in our ancient texts that talk about, like, could you tell us a bit about our ancestors and certain crystal cities that we may have lived in, my brother?
Well, I know I've seen something like that in a meditative regression before, very, very clearly. And I would think that if that was a thing, that it was probably pre matter as we know it. Not that it wasn't matter we were existing in, but it was more so of the crystalline archetype of our energy before it comes into this the more densified sphere. That's how I would see it. Because since I don't really know what happened in history, I can only relate to how I contemplate the crystals, and because crystal is a way to see an underlying the underlying nature of the whole universe. It seems like it may be a foretelling or a sharing that we that our pre-arrival here is in some type of crystalline, magnetic, electric existence. But that's just my own rhetoric spin.
To just kind of affirm that, when you read the Book of Enoch, the fourth through seventh heavens are depicted as like crystal palaces with like living fire in it, you know? Mm-hmm. And also biblically, the New Jerusalem, Revelations 20, is, you know,
Crystal City.
12, a palace made of 12 sacred stones with pearly gates. Mm-hmm. So,
Brother Rich had the vision of John.
Kind of affirming what Congo is saying, like these divine pre-earthly palaces, you know, depicted as like these crystal gates.
Right. Shambhala. Right.
Shambhala seems very much like it could actually be a physical crystal place inside the earth that you could get to. That there's much speculation about that.
So the fact that there are crystalline structures, right, of all sizes in the inner earth, right, found in caves, all the way down to the inner earth, and the earth has its megalithic, monolithic structures carved on its surface, it would almost be, you know, that we would be in denial to think that those same structures are not carved in the inner earth or the middle earth in crystalline form. Because the deeper you go into the earth, the more sacred, the more precious stones, the more bigger the structures. They even gave us a hint of it by showing us Superman and his crystalline city. Right. City. That's exactly Kal-El. And that crystal city is a city that we come from. Those are cities that our people have definitely hailed from, you know. I've definitely been to the crystal cities many times. And there, somebody put it in the chat room. The way that America speaks, the way that the Mound Gritters speak to the rest of their quote-unquote subjects is that Crystal City is right next to the Pentagon.
That's right.
You know, somebody in the chat room wrote, the new human structure will be crystal. I've heard that for years that, you know, we always talk about how we're carbon-based beings and everything is carbon. A lot of the people in the so-called New Age community say we're going from carbon-based to crystalline base.
Well, they say they be saying that we're going to be silica. We're going to get to silicon. And to me, it's just, how y'all going to skip over diamond? How y'all going to skip over shungite? It's like, yeah, that's cool and everything. I think white people found out that everything was carbon based. That meant everything is black, and that hurt their feelings. And they wanted to switch over to Silicon Valley.
That's why climate change is them hating on carbon. Carbon footprint, cut down the carbon. Carbon is carbon. Right. That's their hatred. They're hating on it. Remember, they wiped out the carbon in forms of them burning oil, petroleum.
Right.
That's the first layer. Now they're talking about cutting down carbon this, carbon that. When you really watch those Davos talks, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what they're talking about when they're talking about carbon. So yeah, they don't like the black diamonds. You know what I mean? And the representation of that carbon in the human form or the humanoid form is us, mm-hmm. hands down.
Mm-hmm. Let me get to a couple of questions. I don't want to, you know, I want them to, if y'all able to make it out to Arizona, that'd be dope, man. If, you know, if y'all could make it out there, that'd be dope. If not, I know the brothers got a live stream, but I want, you know, I don't want to give y'all too much tonight. The brothers is going to be speaking. What is it? February 2nd?
The 4th, brother. We'll be doing it. Yeah, the live stream will be on the 4th. It'll be on ktluniversity.com. It'll be a Zoom lecture. We will have a walkthrough through the gym show that we'll be filming, where Ross Ben will be breaking down a whole bunch of information on the plethora of minerals and gems and other things. And then Illuminati Congo, he's going to be breaking down the NFT and the music industry, the future of the music industry, along with a lot of other information that he has. And I'm going to be sharing some stuff too about some very big announcements that we have to make.
All right. I'm going to take a couple of questions from the family. I want to thank everybody. We got about 1,200 people here. I want to thank everybody for coming through. I know we was about an hour late tonight. Thanks for hanging in there, sticking with us. But this crystal talk, man, this is definitely the future. All right, family. So give me a couple of questions before these gentlemen get out of here. But Arizona, they're going to do their thing out there in Arizona, man. Oh, yeah, get the likes up. Black Zionist, thank you for reminding me. That is very important for the algorithm, family, that you hit the like button for the video. So hit the like button.
I got my channel back, Rich.
I see. Yeah, congratulations. Congratulations.
Retrograde is over today. yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, I got the channel back just like that.
All right, let's see what questions the family got. Let's see what questions. Let's see. Does wearing your birthstone have any benefits?
It's a train. My whole bank account will change. Mm-hmm. That's all I know.
Yeah, just, you know, that's a tricky thing because some align.
You're right. When they talk, could you press mute? Because the echo when they talk and you thank you.
Some align birthstones with months, and some align birthstones with signs, right? So let's say you born in January, and they say January stone is a garnet. What is that? Is that for the Capricorns in January or the Aquarians, you know? So I would say source, make sure, go by the signs, not the months. And, you know, check out multiple charts. Don't just go by like just, you know, any old random source you come up on. Make sure the stone they're saying resonates with your sign. Yeah, it's consistent. It's got a foundation, you know?
Mm-hmm. Somebody wants to know, what are the dangers of wearing crystals?
Good question. Well, Congo mentioned one. You definitely got to know what elements are in the stone, because you don't want to be wearing no toxic element. You don't want to be wearing a soft lead stone or a soft mercury stone, you know? Even a soft copper stone. You want to make sure the copper that you're wearing, it's got a polish on it. It's not going to be, leaving raw inorganic copper deposits all in your skin and getting dusty in your clothes. So you're breathing it in and ingesting it, you know, so you definitely want to be mindful of that. You also want to pay attention to the colors, because not all colors are healthy for extended periods of time. Like red or blue. You're not supposed to wear red every day, all day, for a long extended period of time. Red inflames, red aggravates and agitates. Same with blue. If you wear too much blue, it's going to stagnate. It's going to make cold areas in your body and decrease circulation, make you stiff and not as mobile, right? Only three colors you can wear with no counterindications for an extended period of time is purple, green, and orange. So if you got a crystal that's anything but one of them three colors and you're wearing it every day, you might be overstimulating or stagnating circulations and energy in your body, you know? Mm-hmm. So those are, now, I think a great science to learn and use when you're working with crystals is muscle testing or kinesiology.
Okay.
Because if you can muscle test, or I like the human pendulum, right?
Mm-hmm.
It leaves the guessing game out of it. You can act like, hey, is this crystal good for me right now? Because that's another thing too. Like I've observed a crystal that might be great for you in the summertime might be a judgment for you in the winter.
Interesting.
You know, so that's why muscle testing is great. You should muscle test whatever you're wearing to see how it is interacting with your energy right in that time, you know.
Any of y'all ever read that book, Power Versus Force? I think that deals with that. Anybody ever read that book?
I'm not familiar.
Okay. All right. It's a good book. You should look into it. Let me get to the next question. How can we download information into a crystal?
I suppose there's different ways because, you know, radio, when people are building radios and computers, they're putting information into these crystals through specific frequencies by wiring around the crystal, pretty much. That's how if you look at even a little, I don't even know what it's called, but a little constituent of a watch or a computer, when it's made, it's definitely wire and metal mixed with the crystal. So when you see people doing these wire wraps, there's definitely information being programmed into it for your benefit. If you know, if the person has their heart set in that place while they're doing it, this is something that Ross Ben gave me when I was able to link up with him for the first time. A dope staff that he made, and I know it's programmed with energy or information is better description. But I would say that wires, metal mixed with your own thought program is probably one of the the best ways to upload information into your crystal.
Okay. Let me get to the next question. Real quick, do any of y'all, you know how like George Washington Carver talked to his plants and stuff like that? Do y'all talk to your crystals like how he used to talk to his plants?
Definitely.
I talk to my mojo bag that has crystals in it. More so than most of my crystals. I talk to my Shiva lingams too, and to my Papa Legba stones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right, let's get to the next question. Let's see what you're talking about.
Talking to your crystal is the way to program it too. You just do sound. You grab your crystal and. The brother Amun, he gonna be out there with us as well, Temple of Soul, and he's a master of programming crystals with sound mantra vibrations.
Yep. Gotta talk to your crystals, they'll talk back to you.
Indeed.
So, I will say, Chris, you made that analogy with the plant kingdom. Mm-hmm. Crystals are still like plants, you know?
Indeed. Somebody says, how does the 12 tribe stones play into this?
As similar to like the zodiac assignment, like I was talking about earlier, you know,
and the 12 systems of our body. I don't know if I could name them all, but like your nervous system, your endocrine system, your respiratory system, there's said to be 12 systems of our body as well. And you know, according to the cell salt theory of these specific minerals, there's 12 mineral salts that you are to have in your body to be in complete health. You need to have a balance of these. But since we're only in the womb for 9 months, there's 3 of these minerals that you don't get from your mother. So when you look at those 3 months that you weren't in the womb, you can go find those specific mineral cell salts and experiment with those crystals to see if they can help reestablish that alignment.
That's interesting. Definitely interesting. Let's get, this is the book, by the way, family. Thank you, Little Goddess, for posting the author. Power versus Force by David R. Hawkins, when the brother Ross Ben was talking about muscle testing and how your body will tell you whether something's good or bad for you. It's much more than that, but yeah, just look into that, family. Real good book. Somebody wants to know, you guys to give them suggestions on protective stones.
Come on, Ross. One of my favorites, he wrote the book on it.
One of my favorites is Numite, Numite. Congo mentioned the Amazonite. It's another favorite. The Moki, Bojai, the fossilized iron family. What's the pseudomorph? Iron family, ancient iron. Those are my favorites.
Somebody's asking, how can we know if a crystal is real? A lot of bootlegs going on out there. So how do they know if they're buying a real thing? It's $300. You want to know it's real before you, you know,
like your money. Like citrine. I used to love getting citrine until I found out people was just heating up some amethyst to make it look yellow like that. Oh, that man. Shit pissed me off, and now I got the real, you know, I got the real deal now.
Right there.
For sure.
Well, that's why the gym shows is important. To go straight to the source, or as close to the source as possible, you know? We when you go to the gym show, you get to link up with the mine owners, you know, the people bringing it out to earth.
Now if I get a crystal that's fake, I take it home, I think it's real, and I still experience the benefits of it. Does that mean that it was my mind all along and it wasn't the crystal? Because I'm still, it was like a placebo crystal. And
not necessarily. Because, like, for example, what Congo was just talking about, heat-treated amethyst is going to produce the same physiological experience as natural citrine. Because what is citrine? It's amethyst that got exposed to heat while it was in the earth.
Right. And
so the difference is, though, is that the natural citrine will have a certain character to it that if you know what it is, like, it can't be faked. And that heat-treated amethyst is going to have, like, a whitish tint or hint in it that natural citrine isn't going to have, you know? So, and then again, elements is elements. So if a ruby is grown in a lab, it's still grown the same way as it would grow in the earth.
And that's right? That's why it's really important to build on this right quick. Look around you right now and knock on your wall. If it's brick, okay, that got rock crystals in it, probably. But if it's plaster, what is plaster made out of? Gypsum. It's made out of crystals.
Selenium.
Selenium. We light crystal. We're all surrounded by selenium gypsum crystals most of the time. And they can be programmed. They are programmed by the things we saying. They getting locked into these walls and you could feel it. Mm. That's why chanting in places is very important in keeping the word sound power. The Husia Heka strong is really important to make sure the vibration is supporting, because even our own home is a living crystal. Even these modern homes that people think is just, you know, whatever, they actually have capability, if we look at it in a certain way, to let it be a whole spiritual building.
Right. A crystal is any material that has an organized molecular structure. That's the definition of a crystal, as opposed to a random molecular structure. So glass is silica dioxide. It's the same thing as quartz. The difference is quartz is crystalline. Glass is, you know, crystalline silicon dioxide. Mm-hmm. Glass is amorphous silicon dioxide. So
what I'm sorry to cut you off. What are mirrors made off? I don't want, because I meant to ask this earlier and I forgot. Mm-hmm. Mirrors are supposed to be so magical, whether good or bad. What are they made of?
Well, glass is, a mirror is a glass. Glass with paint so that it reflects back all the light spectrum.
Mm-hmm. So it's not no certain type of crystal that we should be aware of or nothing like that, huh? Nothing like that, no.
No.
There's certain crystals that are good to use for types of mirror work.
Dragon glass.
Dragon glass. There's what's some of the other like tourmaline, you know, some black tourmaline.
Obsidian has been used for that.
Obsidian. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. the sister, Corrine, his accent is opacity man-made. Did I say that right? Opacity, opacity?
Nah. I don't know that.
Opacity.
It sound man-made, but I couldn't tell you. I never heard of that.
Okay. Right. Elaborate on that, Corrine. Elaborate on that. If I see you elaborate on that, I'll ask them.
And I'm gonna look it up too, see if I could figure out something new today.
She said opal.
Huh?
She said opal.
Opalite. I don't know what opalite is. I'd have to research that.
I do think opalite is man-made. It's like another one of the crystals that are treated to end up looking like opal, and it's like super super opaly looking all around it.
Very luminescent.
Yeah.
So I will mention too, since we're talking about like quote unquote real or fake crystals, any real, what we would consider a real magnet, something that's going to like stick to your refrigerator. Yeah, that's man-made. So when you see those hematite magnets and the healing magnetite jewelry and all of that, nature doesn't make strong magnets, right? But I don't know. I appreciate the healing anti-inflammatory potential that strong magnets have, you know? So yeah, I guess, you know, that would like fall under the fake meat category, like what's the joke called?
Impossible
Burger. that magnetized hematite is like, yes, yeah, man-made, but it's tasty, you know.
Possible magnets,
impossible crystals. Wow.
Yeah, why I never bought bismuth yet, but now you're gonna make me get some of that joint because I always like what it looked like.
It's beautiful. Yes. Mm. Yeah, bismuth is usually lab grown. Yes. So, you know, I'm not I'm aware of natural versus man-made crystals that I work with. But I'm not, I guess what you would say, a purist. Because the reality is, too, if your stone has been cut and polished, you know, a hand of man has altered it. Mm. You know? If it ain't coming straight out the earth like how it is, if it's been cut, fashioned, polished in some way, yeah, it's got the hand of man on it, you know? Something I will say to watch out for is the dyed crystals.
Dyed agates.
Yeah, like a just gray stone or a not colorful, pretty stone, and dye it. And now it's purple. Now it's green.
Mm-hmm.
That's some tricky stuff.
Mm. Let's get to one last question before we get out here, family. Once again, I want to thank everybody for being in the chat. Make sure you hit the like button, family. Hit the like button. And if you can, family, also make sure you hit up the Cash App, BlackMagic363, if you enjoyed this show, family. I definitely appreciate y'all for hanging with me and viewing the show. Where's this? Okay. What crystals are a must for 2022? What is a must? Still in the beginning of the year.
Well, one I would recommend, one that I've been wearing because of, like, I feel like this is a collective experience where it seems like people are highly agitated. Like, their nervous systems, people have very low tolerance or patience. It's like 0 to 100.
Yes.
So I like lepidolite for myself right through here, which that is the
lithium, ore of lithium, baby.
Yeah, it's the ore of lithium. And it's purple. Purple and pinkish at the same time. Connects the mind and the heart. And it puts a space between perception and reaction. It allows that pause where you could think like, I'm not going to feed into that, you know, and give you that minute to de-escalate within before you get agitated and aggravated like everyone else you're seeing. Mm-hmm. So I'm liking lepidolite, also blue appetite, which is appetite. Congo was mentioning it. It's basically the crystal that has the same chemical composition as our bone marrow.
Okay.
And appetite with Pluto still in Capricorn. It's like, you know, we all are dealing with Capricorn issues, patriarchy, government.
Teeth.
Yeah, our skeletal hard parts of our body, you know, and we gotta be able to shift our paradigms around these things. Pluto's making us anything that we think about as far as Capricorn rule things. If our paradigm ain't, you know, pure and innocent like Pluto, we're going to learn some harsh lessons around it. And so I think the blue appetite is important for closing, because Pluto is, I think, is going to leave either next year or 2024. It's going to leave Capricorn. It's been in there for over a decade. It's been in there since Obama.
Mm-hmm.
So process all that and be in the right frame of mind when Pluto goes to Aquarius. I think the blue appetite.
Excellent. All right. Could you gentlemen leave your contact info before y'all get out of here?
I'm everything at Illuminati Congo. I don't know. Do you want us to put it in the chat or just say it?
No, you can just say it. They, yeah. You know, if they serious, they're gonna, you know,
Rossben.com is my website, and I do have a YouTube channel, Rossben188.
I'm KTLUniversity.com, and I'm Money Sign Phil Moreland. Yeah.
Indeed. And also, Congo, I need to get you on here solo, because we were supposed to do something, I think, in December. Yeah. And I was doing a workshop, so I completely forgot, but no, I got to get you.
It's all good. Yes. You know, I was thinking, man, it'll probably be better that I even have my whole project ready for when it happens, so that I could launch it off better after we do our thing, you know what I mean?
When is your project launching?
It's seeming like it's going to be around March, April.
So you want to wait till then, or because we can do something and then do another one, or it's on you, whatever you want
to. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Yeah.
Cool. Hey, family, I want to thank you for tuning. Oh, and Red, tell them how can they get tickets if they want to go to the Arizona, if they want to go to do the live stream.
Okay, KTLUniversity.com. That's the direct site. You could just click the link and you'll be able to buy your ticket. You'll be able to watch the live stream directly from KTLUniversity.com. It's very simplified, the whole process. Just go to KTL.com and you will see it for yourself. You'll see the flyer with me, Brother Rossben, and Illuminati Congo on it. Click that link, buy your ticket, and we will see you 7 p.m. on February the 4th. Yeah. and we'll take it from there. It'll be about 4 hours. The video will be able to be replayed again, of course. You know, everybody will have access to it who's a ticket holder.
Shout out to my, hold on, I'm sorry.
And I have to mention that from the first to the third, we're gonna be out there with Lizzie Jeff. We're gonna be out there with Blue Pillar God. We're gonna be out there with Illuminati Congo to God. We're gonna be out there with multiple people. You dig what I'm saying? What is some of the name of the other performers, y'all?
Sauce God.
Sauce God is gonna be there.
We got Moan.
David Dwyer.
Yeah.
Right. So this is gonna be one of the biggest events for 2022. I look forward, if not seeing y'all in the flesh, seeing y'all in the digital world. We will be charged up. We will have a lot of information to share. We'll be on a certain type of frequency. It will benefit y'all to definitely tap in. If this conversation and build that you see tonight is of any indication, I welcome you and I greet you and say, experience this with us. It's a once in a lifetime event. And we would love to share all of this wealth with y'all. And the name of the event is called Dropping Gems, by the way.
Yo, Congo, let me show you this before I leave. I got this, there was this store, the Land of Buddha in Manhattan, and they had this here. It's a real old statue of Buddha. This one has more, the features are more African than the Buddhas we are used to seeing, but the energy from this was just extremely powerful, so I had to get it. I know you appreciate something like this, man.
Yeah, that's dope. It reminds me of Avalokiteshvara Buddha, but I'm not sure.
What's that? The
Avalokiteshvara. It's just one of the names of Buddha that be having that long doggone looking hat on it. You know
right, right. Indeed. All right, family, so I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Peace to my brother Black Dot for being in the building. Powerful. Make sure y'all check out Urban X Broadcast when you can on YouTube.
Salute. Salute, Dot.
Yeah, indeed.
Salute,
everybody.
Peace.
All right, we out of here, family. Peace.